Federal COVID inquiry finds public trust plummeted. By Rebecca Barnett at brownstone.org. In a report handed down on Tuesday, Australia's federal COVID inquiry found that extreme public health restrictions, coupled with a lack of transparency about the evidence informing these decisions, has led to a major slide in public trust. Apparently, we need experts and a federal inquiry to tell us the bleeding obvious. This, by the way, is not a COVID inquiry like a royal commission, as was promised by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese prior to his election, but is the toothless royal commission light alternative put forward by Albanese after he got into power. From The Australian. The long-awaited report into Australia's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic has lashed state premiers for fueling distrust and confusion and for adopting draconian border closures that lacked consistency and compassion. In the report, the panel argued the need for transparency in future pandemic responses after economic, social and mental health and human rights impacts were not always understood or considered in 2020. That's putting it lightly. Economic, social and mental health and human rights impacts weren't considered at all. That's why the Queensland Supreme Court ruled that COVID vaccine mandates enforced by the police commissioner were unlawful. Justice Glenn Martin held that the police commissioner did not consider the human rights ramifications before issuing the COVID workplace vaccination directive within the Queensland Police Service, QPS. When asked about potential human rights abuses caused by his government's heavy-handed COVID response, former Victorian Premier Dan Andrews retorted, "Seriously. One more comment about human rights, honestly. Twitter.com. In one egregious case, the Ombudsman determined that the Andrews government had breached human rights by confining over 3,000 Melburnians to 9 tower blocks under police guard for up to 2 weeks. Back to The Australian. The report lashed control measures instituted by state and federal authorities without sufficient explanation. This fed the perception that the government did not trust the public to understand or interpret the information correctly and contributed to the decrease in trust, the summary reads. It was the mandating of public health restrictions, especially vaccination, that had the biggest negative impact on trust. The combination of mandatory measures and the perception people had that they were unable to criticize or question government decisions and policies has contributed to non-mandated vaccination rates falling to dangerously low levels. This is absolutely the case. The hashtag I used the most on social media during Australia's COVID response was, "Make it make sense." There is nothing like aggressively wresting human and civil rights away from a population to forcibly impose rules that fly in the face of available evidence, whilst censoring those who try to point this out, and refusing to reveal information on which your rules are based, to bottom out trust in the population at large. The biggest failure by far was the silver bullet vaccines that authorities mandated in order to prevent infection and transmission when they were not tested for such endpoints, and observational data showed they waned in effectiveness after a month or two at best. Safety surveillance databases exploded with adverse event reporting rates never seen before, yet authorities still insist these are definitely the best, most safe and effective products ever deployed on the population. It's small wonder then that fewer than 4% of Australians under the age of 65 have bothered to get a booster in the past 6 months. But the nonsensical COVID response wasn't just limited to the failure of the vaccines to deliver as promised. A few other rules that made no sense. You need to be protected by a mask standing up, but if sitting at a table you are safe. Mandatory vaccines are voluntary. Rapid antigen tests are illegal. Wait, now they are mandatory. Footballers can cross the border safely, but children wishing to visit a dying parent cannot. And so on, and so on, and so on. To this day, federal, state, and territory governments have blocked all attempts to access the health advice on which their extremist policies were based. In an address on Tuesday, Health Minister Mark Butler admitted that heavy-handed policies implemented during the pandemic eroded trust, and that many of the measures taken during COVID-19 are unlikely to be accepted by the population again. twitter.com. But don't think for one second that means they won't try it again. Just as the Queensland government took its Supreme Court loss as a signal that it needs to add a considering human rights box-ticking exercise next time it breaches human rights to bring in a mandate, the federal COVID inquiry report recommends ways to do the whole shebang next time, but better. That includes more spending, fast-tracking the new Australian Centre for Disease Control, CDC, which the government has invested $251.7 million to establish, and better global coordination, particularly with the World Health Organization's One Health policy. The report recommends transparent, evidence-based decision-making next time around, but in light of my recent interactions with the Therapeutic Goods Administration, TGA, forgive me for considering this a pipe dream under the political status quo. Butler said that the report was not about laying blame for individual decisions, but was rather about learning lessons. In other words, there will be no accountability. Instead, COVID premiers and leaders have been awarded medals and cushy jobs. Most recently, Andrews was appointed to the lucrative role of chairman of Origin, a youth mental health not-for-profit, to collective outrage. A good thing that has come out of the report is that government overreach on vaccination mandates has been squarely blamed for a drop in vaccination rates in Australia more generally, not just for COVID vaccines. The erosion of trust is not only constraining our ability to respond to a pandemic when it next occurs, but it's already, we know, bled into the performance of our vaccination programs, including our childhood vaccination programs, said Butler. Since the beginning of COVID, we've seen a reduction of 7 or 8 percentage points in participation in the whooping cough vaccination program for under 5s and measles vaccination program for under 5s, which means we are well below herd immunity levels for those two really important diseases. Nice to see a politician finally admit the role of government in driving this trend, which is too often blamed on the boogeyman of misinformation. Read the COVID-19 Response Inquiry Report. Read the COVID-19 Response Inquiry Report summary. For further commentary, check out Alison Bevidge's response to the report on her Substack, Letters from Australia. Republished from the author's Substack.